You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Our topic today is food pantries and how they work. Here in Wisconsin, 1 in 10 households and 1 in 8 kids experience food insecurity. Joining us today is Shay Morris. She is the president and CEO of Second Harvest Northland out of the Duluth, Minnesota area, but they also cover Northwest Wisconsin, Iron River area. Shay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
So quickly, talk about what Second Harvest is all about, how long it's been around, and what you guys provide.
Yeah, so Second Harvest Northland has been around for over 41 years. And really, our primary work in hunger relief is to operate as a food bank. And people often get food shelf, food bank, you know, intermixed. But really, food banks are the organizations, if you think of wholesaler-retailer relationship, that actually access nationally and regionally donated food that they make available to local pantries. So we support many pantries in northwestern Wisconsin with available surplus food.
Now, you are a nationwide organization. How do you work with local agencies around Minnesota, Wisconsin area?
We're actually affiliated with Feeding America, the nationwide organization, but we're actually our own independent food bank. So, you know, how we work with partners in northwestern Wisconsin is, again, we align our food resources with local pantries and then even other charitable organizations, if you think of a children or youth program, so that they can access then inventory to support their local community and neighbors that are facing hunger. So we just make available resources to food shelves.
That's really interesting. Generally speaking, how are food pantries funded? Are they actually funded, and how are they supplied? What do you look for with food quality? What is your quality? Is there a quality control like that?
Oh, of course. You know, we're a part of the food industry, so we have to make sure that food is safe. Really, local food pantries, you know, are most often supported just like Second Harvest Northland through private contributions. So that's people like you and I, Todd. That's religious social groups. It might be fraternal groups, corporations. You know, and that's hard to continue to raise money each year to support our services. So, you know, food pantries really have their work cut out in communities to make sure it's known that, you know, people like you and I are supporting them.
Yeah. Is it government funded or is it mostly all independent?
Mostly independent. You know, we, you know, Second Harvest Northland has some sources of support from the federal government, but I mean, you know, 95% of our support comes from people like you and I. So it's a misnomer when people walk into our facility and they're like, wow, this must be government supported. It's really not. But we do have programs that, you know, right now on the budget reconciliation, we won't go through that, but TFAP and SNAP, those are big things happening right now that could affect our neighbors in northwestern Wisconsin. So we have our eye on focus and know that those programs do impact the very neighbors that we're here to support.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to know that it is local for sure.
It is.
What would be the qualifications for, let's say, someone or a family to use a local food pantry or Second Harvest?
Yeah. So typically, you know, we look at federal poverty guidelines, you know, somebody who, you know, meets a specific need, but we also have neighbors that are in crisis. So that means, you know, maybe I lost my job, maybe a plant closed, or maybe we had a medical crisis in our family, or you know, there was some other emergency, and that just qualifies somebody in crisis. So it might be temporary, but they might need food support for, you know, a short period of time. So we're available really for any neighbor that just needs some food assistance, either a short or longer period of time.
Yeah. Finally, share your contact information, if you could, Shay, for Second Harvest, and perhaps how one gets that ball rolling to use a food pantry, maybe locally.
Yeah, so they can visit our website, secondharvestnorthland.org, and we do have a Find Food feature on our website, which will put people in touch with resources in their community. So it's a great resource for neighbors who maybe, you know, hadn't thought about using a food pantry. It's a great way to find them.
Yeah.
And then if you have any direct questions, 218-727-5653 is our telephone number.
Fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Shay Morris. Again, she is from Second Harvest Northland. Shay, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
My name is Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.